There's really nothing like a good Chicago hot dog. That's what hundreds of aficionados will tell you. Hundreds who've been lining up outside a restaurant on the city's northwest side for weeks. They wanted one last taste. And don't forget the duck fat fries. The place is called Hot Dogs, a self-proclaimed sausage superstore and encased meat emporium. NPR's Cheryl Corley visited Hot Dogs today before it closed its doors for good.
There's a sign outside the restaurant that says the fries are good, the sausage is great, but our friend Doug is why we wait. And there are hundreds lined up around the restaurant today, even though it started out rainy and cold.
Anytime I head to Chicago, if I get here early enough, I got to make it to Doug's.
Michael Alvarez, who made the trip from Wisconsin, has been in the line since 8 last night. Chicago is serious about its hot dogs, and Hot Doug's elevated the sausage to superstar status, stuffing it with exotic ingredients like escargot, parsley, garlic, butter, and more. Neighborhood residents Ashley and Amanda Moore have been in line for 11 hours, and Ashley knew what she wanted.
My favorite is the Paul Kelly, which is bratwurst, and I get sauerkraut and caramelized onions.
It's been a big scene the last few weeks. One couple got married during the wait. Yesterday, the owner of a rib joint brought a grill and put on some brisket. Will Howe and Jeannie Tai, who met up with a group of friends at 5 in the morning, say they've just been hanging out and having fun.
As much as we can muster at 5 a.m.
And what are you going to get today?
Every flavor and share it.
Louise Arendt, who's painted murals in the restaurant, is making the rounds with Buster, the mascot dog, of course, dressed like a hot dog.
He is the only hot dog fan that's not allowed inside. Darn health department.
To make the scene manageable and fair, Hot Dogs has been putting up a close sign to cut off the line. This morning, that happened at 6:45, hours before the restaurant even opened. Monette McClin, an actor just on the other side of the sign, was holding out hope.
I'm from Tennessee. I love corn dogs. I had to get corn dogs. So I said, you know what? I got some time, and I got some faith, and I'm hoping on some compassion.
Never been here before?
Yeah, no, I've been here quite a few times.
I was going to yell at you.
No.
Inside Hot Dogs, the smell of grilled meat and onions wafts through the air. Owner Doug Sohn is taking orders at the counter. He says he's proud of the business he's run for nearly 14 years.
I wanted a good Chicago hot dog, which I thought was harder and harder to find. And I wanted a place where you could get different kinds of sausages and that sold only sausages.
Andy Meyer, a university librarian, says he's been very appreciative. He's been coming since 2006.
Today I had the fire dog, the wild boar sausage, and the bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, and yes, the duck fat fries. Doug Sohn says it's been a good ride. He's loved the crowds, but now
it's just time to do something else. Time to close down. This has been perfect.
And hot dog lovers looking for a good Chicago dog will have to make their way elsewhere. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.